Welcome to Smart Companies Thinking Bigger Radio. Get the inside scoop on how America's most successful business owners transform their entrepreneurial vision into reality. And listen in as some of the top business minds in the country serve up practical advice, tips, and insights for growing your business. Now here's your host, Kelly Scanlon.
Good morning. Welcome to Smart Companies Radio. I'm Kelly Scanlon, publisher of Thinking Bigger Business Media. Our guest today is Callie Green. She is the owner of an up-and-coming new company called Local Fashion Link, and I'm going to let her tell you all about that. It's a really fascinating new company. Obviously, you can guess that Callie loves fashion, and she loves Kansas City, and she would describe herself, this is kind of funny, she would describe herself as Fran Drescher and Anna Wintour love child. How do you like that for a description? She never forgets to water her houseplants or to organize her vinyl by artist and decade. So with that, I am going to introduce you to Callie Green with Fashion Link. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here, Callie.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on.
So Fashion Link, Local Fashion Link at that. Tell us about what you do. What is Local Fashion Link?
So Local Fashion Link is basically what it sounds like. It's a link linking locals, Kansas Cityans, to all things fashion. So basically any kind of event or anything that has to do with fashion, boutiques, shows, pop-ups, all kinds of different things. We're trying to get the word out and grow the fashion industry in Kansas City, kind of like a liaison between fashion and Kansas Cityans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you said, you have many vehicles for connecting people that way. What inspired you to do this? As I introduced you, I mentioned that you do have a love of fashion, and a lot of people have a love of fashion, and they just go buy interesting clothes. So what inspired you to actually start a company around it?
Well, like you said, I love Kansas City also. I love fashion and I love Kansas City. And I've been around the Kansas City community of fashion lovers and the fashion network and entrepreneurs for about 5 years now. And as I sat down with them and had discussions with designers and local boutiques, they really lost the connection with people. So what would happen was they would have a runway show or be included in an event. And the actual designer or owner of the shop would pop out for a second, or maybe not at all, if clothes were going down the runway. And all of these people would see all of these amazing looks and amazing clothes, and the connection was never there. There was never a connection of who can I get these from and who made these. And I think that with Kansas City being such a smaller city, a community, close-knit city, I think that we are all, we all thrive on knowing one another and actually having a relationship. And so there wasn't a relationship with viewers at the fashion show. And so when designers would speak to me, they would say, you know, we need to build a relationship with all of these people so that they trust us, so that when our garments go down the runway, they notice them, they notice our name, but they also notice that it's our face with that name. And so basically Local Fashion Link came from designers saying, we need a connection. We need to be able to mm-hmm. reach these people and grow a relationship that's lasting. I mean, that they can trust and go back to that person and say, hey, I need this designed, or I know I loved the last event I went to. I looked great. Can I have this? So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. So are you focusing then on mostly local fashion, working with designers that are here in the Kansas City area, you know, surrounding region? Or are you trying to, as there's really a push these days to attract attention nationally for Kansas City in so many areas, whether it's the restaurants and, you know, the drinking establishments and places like that, are you trying to reach out and some of the more established designers, say, on the coast where most people would think about there's a huge fashion scene? Are you trying to draw their attention to Kansas City, or are you really focusing on the local designers?
I'm really focusing on the local designers. So mm-hmm. not that we don't want other attention from everywhere else.
Right.
We like to bring customers in and, you know, Kansas City fans of the city from out, you know, globally even. But I would like to focus on the designers locally because we I think that we're missing that in the fashion community here in Kansas City. And so mm-hmm.
you know, it's easier to see the designers on the coast or to head to New York Fashion Week and want something from there. But I think that, you know, consumers are missing Kansas City and what we have to offer here. And so we're basically just trying to grow locally. I'm really focused on advancing those designers, those boutiques, you know, getting the word out on events.
Sure. And like with the restaurants, and I mentioned the drinking establishments, a lot of times once you prop up the homegrown and they really start thriving and making a name for themselves, the national attention comes organically because, you know, they start making that name for themselves. And I think, you know, we do have a fashion scene here in Kansas City, which would probably surprise people. And you're wanting to shed a light on it and make it even more robust, obviously. But I think some people would also be surprised to know that Kansas City actually has a fairly rich heritage when it comes to fashion and textile and garment. You can going back to Nellie Dawn, who was a pioneer of her own. So you're just trying to continue that and really resurrect it, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of I think, gems in the city that that really need a spotlight on them. I mean, we've had a lot of competitors even coming from Kansas City, going to nationwide shows and getting recognition that way, which is awesome. And I think that shining a light on them and really getting their name out there and what they do, their artwork, and a lot of it is super affordable, which is what we do. I mean, we have two runway shows every year called Local Runway. Mm-hmm. And every one of those shows, we have about 10 to 13 designers that are local or boutiques that are local. And they all send garments down the runway that are $200 or less. And after the show, consumers can purchase those designer looks. They are couture designer looks for $200 or less, which is unbelievable, really.
No, definitely, that's true. Where do you host these shows, these runway shows?
So our last one was in the West Bottoms, and the upcoming one is in the Bottoms, too. That will be on May 11th at 7 p.m. This will be at the Foundation Event Space. We like to keep things definitely local-owned, and everything that we will be serving there will be from local, from alcohol to food, all of the VIP swag bags, everything, every makeup artist, hair, model, they're all from Kansas City.
Excellent, excellent. And you have other vehicles, too. You mentioned you kind of ran through them really fast at the beginning of the show. You talked about some pop-up events and some other vehicles you have for linking or connecting these people to the Kansas City community. What are some of the other ones?
Yeah, so we have pop-up events. We have one coming up. Basically, it's like a mix and mingle with the designers. So it will be an event where designers will come and roll their racks in and be very, very conversational, mingling with locals. We'll have food and drinks, and there will be garments there to purchase for $200 or less also. So it's a really intimate setting, and we'll have two of those a year. The one that we have coming up is on February 9th at 7 p.m. It's at Lifted Spirits Distillery in the Crossroads.
Yeah, and Lifted Spirits just got called out in a national article for, I guess they were naming the top 20 drinking neighborhoods in the country, and the Crossroads was on the list, and Lifted Spirits was called out in the article as one of the reasons that Crossroads made the list. So great choice there.
Yeah, we love Lifted Spirits. We've kind of been teaming up with them since they started. I love their space, and they're doing an awesome job.
Yeah, that upstairs space is really, really, that we're going to have it as upstairs. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great space. So so you've got some trunk shows. You also have a magazine.
Yes.
So it's about to debut.
Yes, our first issue of Local Fashion Link magazine will come out on May 11th. It will be debuted at the show. So the first eyes will get laid on that at the show. So after that, it'll be distributed to over 100 local areas, all over Kansas City, restaurants, and there'll be a list of those on our website after it gets out there, so that individuals can go and pick that up. But yeah, it's basically an issue full of Kansas City venues that we'll be shooting fashion at, anywhere from vintage fashion to modern fashion, from boutiques, from designers. We have some designer spotlights. We'll have some things that talk about body talk in that. So it's basically anything that you need to know about Kansas City fashion, and it goes a little deeper into, you know, discussions that we think that we need to have, kind of.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a glossy, right? And how often will it come out?
It will come out twice a year at both shows. So we'll have a show in May and in September each year, and that will be out twice a year.
And where do you see fashion going in Kansas City? Do you think that fashion will – is there like this pent-up demand for – what you're doing or what you're trying to expose in terms of fashion in the Midwest? Because like I said, it's so confined to the coast, at least in people's minds. And do you think that there is a big group of people here in Kansas City who would love, not just Kansas City, but the Midwest really, who would love to see the Midwest get the credit like the coast do for interesting designers and fashions and styles and so forth? Do you think there's a huge pent-up demand for that?
Absolutely. I think that all eyes are on the Midwest right now, and especially
mm-hmm.
Kansas City. I think that because we're like a booming industry, I think we've gotten a lot of attention in the last few years. And so I believe that people are kind of expecting it, kind of like a what's coming next from us, because we've
yes.
had a spotlight for a few years. And so I think that coming out with something like this and spotlighting fashion will really turn heads, because I think that's really like, what? The Midwest? Missouri?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what's driving this, do you think? Is it the millennials? Is it, you know, the young people? Is it, does it cross age boundaries? What are you seeing there?
With our model, I think that it's across all ages, and we were very we did that on purpose, because
mm-hmm.
I wanted, you know, I think that fashion is accessible in Kansas City right now to an older age demographic. You know, the baby boomers are really into going to the plaza, shopping the places that they know, and there are a few designers that we work with that do have shops there, and their names have been well known in that area. But I think that making it so that garments are accessible at $200 or
mm-hmm.
less, that's an investment piece, I think, for a millennial, but I do think that that's accessible for them. And so I think that, you know, ensuring that they can come and they can shop, as well as having those names in our show that people have been going to for years. And I think that that's really just drawing in crowds that, you know, span across all ages.
Yeah. And do you see any part of what you do as being educational in nature? You know, there's people out there who would like to dress more fashionably, but they really just don't even know where to start. I mean, and I'll include me in that. I'll confess right up front. You know, my daughters always tease me, you know, if it's not on the mannequin in the store, you don't buy it, because you're afraid to put things together. So, I mean, will through the magazine and through your shows and perhaps some other things, will you have an educational component for people, or is that not something that you're planning to get into?
We always try to have some sort of educational component, every single magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So with the next issue, our debut issue, we will definitely have something like, you know, in the past with other projects I've done, it would be 15 looks with 5 pieces. So you could go out and find 5 pieces that you really know fit you well, you love that color, and we'll do a mix and match. So it's a comparable piece. So you can look at, you know, something like a white button-up, and you can look at that piece, go out and find something like that. and then build your wardrobe off of these five pieces. And we kind of show you how to mix and match them to make it, you know, trendy. Or if you're a classic person, we can do that. So yeah, there's always an educational component within that. And we'll definitely have that in the magazine.
Kelly, it sounds like you have a real passion for it. As you know, you said at the beginning of the show, it's come out in my conversation with you today, and I wish you lots of luck in bringing more attention to the fashion industry in Kansas City. If there's some way that people could get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do that?
The best form to get in touch is Facebook. Just look us up, Local Fashion Link. We're also on Instagram under Local Fashion Link. Those are we'll get back to you as soon as possible on those two social media platforms.
Okay. And your website is, I think you mentioned it earlier too, is localfashionlink.com. So any of those formats, you can get in touch with Kelly. Thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate your time on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to learn more about how to grow your business, please visit our website at ithinkbigger.com. Follow us on Facebook, Thinking Bigger Business Media, or on Twitter at ithinkbigger. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.